Okay, here's an interesting side of things. The Beis Din. It's Purim Kotzen in the yeshiva. And the yeshiva decides to go on the teal, take all the bochrim out of the yeshiva. When they go out of the premises and no one's left there, automatically, normally, they cut off the electricity.
The whole building?
Yep, this building's down, no one's using it for that thing. The cleaner comes in, a normal routine, no one's in the yeshiva, he's cleaning the premises. He goes into one of the bochum's room, and before you do sponger, picks everything up and puts everything onto the beds. One of the things he picked up and put onto the beds was an electric heater. Put onto the beds.
That was plugged into the wall.
It was still plugged in the wall. No reason to suspect anything should be a problem because electricity's off. So he puts it up on the beds, cleans the premises. But he made the wrong assumption when he thought the electricity was off. He did not turn the electricity off that day. So in fact what happened, that electric heater was on a time switch. So when he finishes cleaning and disappeared from the premises.
Forgot to take it off the bed.
No, he never takes things off the bed. He just puts it up.
Just puts it up.
Yeah, and then cleans. Do as little as possible. That is the motto. So he left the premises, the boys are on their teal, the time switch turns on. Electric heater doesn't go well with
mattresses,
quilts and things like that, and catches fire, and spreads, and there's a big fire in the yeshiva. Fire brigade comes, puts things out, but there's a lot of damage. Now I'm in Beis Din. Yeshiva taking the cleaner to Beis Din, hoping to clean him out.
he doesn't have any money to pay him for it. Even if he wants.
So the question is he mechuyev for the damages that he caused by putting that heater onto the bed or not?
Yes, it was inevitable that eventually it was going to go on because the bachram were going to come back and turn on the electricity. It wasn't inevitable a guy was going to even sleep there and take it off his bed. So he left something on the bed that he knew was at some point going to turn on.
Going back to the sun case, it's as if the sun was down at the time when he put it on the bed. And it only came up afterwards.
Okay, very good.
No, but this is mamish eish. This is mamish eish. So with eish, the time delay doesn't really matter.
It's not just a time delay, it's also a change of...
Let's read one line of the Gemara, and then maybe you can tell me which line fits in. Which part of the line of the Gemara fits in. The Gemara Sanhedrin says like this. Omer Rava. Rava says, V'chama, if you tie somebody up in the sun, V'mes, and he dies. V'sina, you tie him up in the cold, V'mes, he dies. Chayev, you're chayev for killing him, and you're chayev for damages. If it's his money, you tie up for the same reason you tie for them. But sof chamalov, if you tie him up at night time, there's no sun. The sun will come. There's no sun at the moment. Or sof sinova, there's no cold at the moment, but the cold will come. Your potter, and since at the time you tied him up, there was no sun, it's just bound to come. Your potter. Okay. Knowing this line of the Gemara, which part of the line of the Gemara does our case fit into?
Sof Chamalava.
Okay, the beginning line, where you're chayev, because the sun's there, or the end of the line, and you're potter, because the sun's not there.
The poorer, the safer.
So we didn't we touch that up that the chama didn't mean sun, it meant heat?
Sun which has the compound of the heat, yeah. The sun which has the ability to
heat. The heat wasn't there.
Yes.
But if the heat was there, but it just wasn't going to take a while till it took
yes,
effect.
Right. Yeah. And nighttime, there's no heat to the sun. So why are you thinking of it? I'm going to tell Shmuel what the case is. You'll think about it. So I'm giving you a few extra seconds, my dear Shmuel. We have a cleaner, he's cleaning yeshiva. And the boys are out for the day. Kurim Cotton, on the teal. He comes in, normally electricity is off when the boys are out. He cleans up the place, he puts everything on the people's beds. One of the things he put on the bed was the electric heater. Thinking, no problem, electricity is off. The electricity was not off. The heater was on a timer. So he left, the boys are out on the teal, the timer came on, fire erupted, major damage, and now the basin is involved between the shiva trying to take the cleaner to cleaners for damaging the place. Is he chai? We got the first line of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says, you tie somebody up in the hot sun, when the sun is there, you're chai. You tie somebody up in the place where the sun will definitely come, and he definitely won't be able to get out of the trouble, but he's not, the sun's not there, you're potter. So the question is, which part of our case it fits into? Of that line.
It fits into neither. Okay? And the reason is because what he's doing here is he's bringing the sun to him. He's not leaving him in the sun. He's putting the heating element on the bed.
I'm not sure I understand the case because there's a reasonable assumption that electricity always shuts, is always off when the people come.
Yes.
So that's a reasonable assumption.
So when he comes, when the boys are out to yeshiva.
Right, so that's a reasonable assumption. In medicine, right? So you can have you're not liable if you do something, even though it was something, you're not liable to do something in the normal way that it's so you didn't go and take a precaution.
Every day of the week you would not put a heater who's still connected to electricity on the bed. Because he made an assumption that the boy's out of yeshiva, electricity is normally off, so it's no problem. Okay, but when you make assumptions.
So it's shogeg, not shit.
It's not for sure, but you're making an assumption, but you're hoping for the best type of assumption. You should really have checked, easy to check, really have checked whether your assumption was correct. And therefore, he was definitely negligent. The shaila is negligent not in mazes, but negligent in making an assumption, hoping for the best. And therefore, when shaila is, does he fit into being chayv or potter? Maybe even if he's negligent, he's potter. According to this line of the Gemara, where we say you tie somebody up, well, you know the sun will be there. But it's not there at the moment. You're still off the hook.
Another difference also is that the sun, you know for sure, is going to.
Oh, so you're making a kosher case.
It's for sure going to go on.
No, but he didn't know it for sure that.
No, at some point they're going to turn the Yeshiva back on in the building.
Beforehand, maybe
they might move the thing.
But it's for sure going to go on.
Yeah, obviously it's soon, right?
He assumes. Yes.
There's a reason why he's a cleaner. He's not the brightest cleaner in the
box. Okay, so. Matis says it's not doma to any line of the Gemara. Why is that true, Matis?
Because he's putting the sun there. He's not leaving something out on the sun. He's bringing the heating element to the bed.
Now, let me ask everybody. He's putting the sun there. What is he putting there on the bed?
Something that will later become the heat.
Later become the sun. So he's put something that will later become the sun. Okay. What's the halacha of putting something which will later become the sun? When do we have a similar shaila which you may have come across in your daily lives?
Oh, by Shabbos?
The post can be discussed by Shabbos.
But Shabbos is different,
Maybe different, maybe not. What's the shaila by Shabbos?
The Shabbos part.
But you have a time switch. The post can discuss. You put food on top of a cold stove. Yeah, the electric stove or the hot plate is on a time switch. You put the food on Shabbos when it's cold. There's going to be a time switch that's going to turn it on. in a few hours' time on Shabbos. Is that problematic to do on Shabbos? If it is it a Daraisa or a Daramon? That is the Shaila of the Poskim. Basically, you've got a fire, which is not yet a fire. You put food on a fire that will be a fire, due to a time switch. Have you considered as being putting food on a fire or not? That's the question which the Poskim discuss in Shabbos. A fire on a time switch, is it a fire? That's basically the question. So if that's the question by Shabbos, then whatever we say there by Shabbos, whether a fire on the time switch is considered a fire, we can use also, maybe, for our case, where you put down a fire on the bed, called the electric heater, which isn't yet a fire, but it will be a fire because of the time switch. Is that called putting down a fire? Or not? That's the post-game discuss. The Hasmi, the Shepesi, Frank, says like this. Number two, Rav Shepesi Frank says like this: when you put food on a hot plate, which is not yet on, but the time switch will turn it on, is that called putting it on a fire? Says Rav Shepesi Frank. Kuakasafti Baruch Amach, I already told you in another place. Shemamid Kadeh B'Shabbos, B'Mokum Shesof Eish Lovo, putting down a pot on a place where the fire will come, it's not yet there. Diebe Issa Shotura, it's Osa Deraisa on Shabbos. Why? Well, how do you know it's Osa Deraisa? Api Masha Kosov Tosis with Sanhedrin. According to Tosis, in our Sugyan Sanhedrin, we know it's Deraisa. Why? Because it says over there, Sof Kamal, when Tosis is talking about Sof Kamal, that it says in the Gemara that if you tie somebody up in a place where the sun will come, you're off the hook. What does Tosis say? The Indian Mizokin, Vachir Misa, Shimposuga Fanim. Tosis says if you tie somebody up while he's in the house, his own house, you tie him up. Behavior of Mokum Shusov Kama, then after you tied him up, you carry him out to a place where the sun will eventually come. It's night time, you put him outside, and the sun will come there tomorrow. It's the middle of the Sahara Desert. Yeah. Then Tosis says, that's not our case of the Gomorrah, and you're going to be chayav in that such a case. Because that's considered ish. So what does Tosis machadish? That everyone thought that when you tie somebody up in that line of the Gomorrah, that everyone said, you know, you tie somebody up at night time, when the sun's not yet, but will eventually come, it says in the Gemara, you're off the hook. So also, when you put a pot down on the hot plate, where it's on a time switch is not yet on, you're also off the hook, because the sun's not here, the hot plate is not, the heat is not here, therefore you haven't done anything to be chayav. Says Tosis, you've done it wrong. The Gemara is talking about the person's already outside, he's already outside in the place where the sun will come, and all you do is you tie him up. You keep him outside by tying him up. You keep him outside, then you're off the hook. If the sun is not yet there, it will get there. But all you do is keeping him in the place where he's already there. You're keeping him in the place where the sun will eventually come, then you're not chayav. But if you tie him up inside, and then you take him outside to a place where the sun will be, you've done two things. You tied him up, and you moved him to a place where it's dangerous. It will be dangerous. Then that's called, you put him in a place that's going to be chayev. You're going to be chayev because that's like you made an ish. Even though the sun's not here, but since it's bound to be here, and you moved him closer to where it's bound to be, that's called you have made a fire and you're chayav for damages and killing. Says Rav Shepesi Frank. Also, when you put down a pot on Shabbos on a hot plate which is off, and the time switch is going to turn it on in a few hours' time, that you're chayav midaraisa for being mevashel that pot. Why? The sun wasn't here. No, I moved it to a place where the sun will be. Moving it to a place where the sun will be, that's also called you have made the fire itself. like Tosin said, movings on something inside to outside where the sun will be is called like making an edge. So here also, by putting a pot in a place where the sun will be, is also called edge. And therefore you've cooked the foods, and you're chayav for bishul mitzvahs on Shabbos. So therefore, let's look at our case. According to Shifes and Frank, the cleaner picks up the heater. He picks up the heater. Why? Well, he wants to do sponge. He picks up the heater and puts on the boys' beds, thinking, you know, electricity off. It wasn't off. It was on a time switch, the heater. Therefore, he's put down something which is not yet fire, but will be a fire. Is that called? Is that called? He's made a fire on this bed. According to Rashi, Pesach, Frank, do you think it's called making a fire on the bed? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes? Because according to Rashi, Pesach, Frank, when you move something to closer to where the fire, or you move the fire closer to it, where it does make a difference, you do an action, you not just keep something there, that's called making it a fire, even though it's not yet a fire, but it will be a fire, that's called you made a fire, and therefore you're going to be chayav.
It's already on the bed.
You haven't done anything. You haven't even tied it up in such a thing. Just didn't do a Hashavah Saveda. So now it should come out according to see that said Frank. In our case, the cleaner should be hired for the damages he caused to the yeshiva when the whole place caught on fire, because he put the fire in the bed. It wasn't on fire yet. It was only a time switch. No, time switch is not a tool. As soon as you move something closer to a fire that will eventually be, that's also called you made a fire, and you're going to be chayav in full kish. Even chayav misa, if you kill someone, that's called you. Eish mishum chitzov, says Tosis.
Does it have to be in that order, that he ties him up first and then brings him outside, or can he bring him outside and then tie him up?
He can, it doesn't have to be that order. The Rosh says even the other way around it works. Rosh says you can take him outside first and then tie him up, you also be hive. Doesn't matter which order you do it. You're doing two things. You're not just keeping him there, you're moving him into a dangerous position. That's called you put him in the fire, even though it's not yet there. Okay. That's the Shifes of Frank. The Chazon Ish argues. He says like this. When he says you put a fire, you put a pot on Shabbos on a hot plate, which is not yet on, but it will go on with a time switch, says the Chazon Ish. Rom bishul leker b'hamoda b'tanus onen shusov chom lover. It's not even grom bishul, it's not even indirect bishul. When you put down on a cold stove, where the time switch eventually will turn it on, that's not even grammar. To grammar lo osa turbo chomolokus. That's not even grammar the gabi bishul. Zenik grammar. It's called grammar, but grammar's not osa by bishul. Kedomin Sanhedrin the in tzicha. Like we see in Sanhedrin, the Gemara by us. That's if you put somebody in the fire which is not yet here, but it will be here. You're off the hook. It's called grammar. You tie him up in a place where the sun's not there. You're off the hook. Says the Chazon Ish. So who are in? When you put down a pot on a place where the fire's not there, but will be there, that's called grammar. And if it's grammar, grom bishul's okay, because there's no problem grom bishul on Shabbos. So this is the Rabbanon, the Chazon Ish goes off to say, for Shehir and Chazorah and all those type of halakhas, but for bishul, it's not a problem of bishul, says the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish fundamentally argues with the Hasri, with Shibes and Frank, and he holds that this is the case of the Gemara. Putting it in a place where the sun will be, that's called Gemara. We've got a big problem with the Chazon Ish. The big problem is, it's not just the Hasri with the Sora. It's the Tosis. The Tosis clearly says, the Gemara which the Chazon Ish wants to prove that it's only Gemara, it's talking about where you don't bring him there, he's already there, you just tie him up. But if you bring him there, you're chayav. So the Hasri is correct. What's the Chazon Ish saying? What is the Chazon Ish saying? Chazon Ish saying you put a pot in a place which, from a place where it won't get no sun, and you put it in a place where the sun will be. Oh, that's good. That's good. No, it's not. That's what the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about where he's already there. You keep him there, but you put him in a place where he will be the sun. That's not called Gemara. That says Tosis is called. You made the fire. How is the Chazon Ish going to answer and understand Tosfos. How's he going to understand Tosfos?
Maybe a timer is different than the sun. I mean, the sun comes up every day, no matter what.
Okay.
A timer,
yes.
It's supposed to kick in, but there are malfunctions. Things go wrong. Things don't always happen. It's not 100%.
Time down.
That's not going to walk away.
Yes, it doesn't need to be timed. Just moved it. But more than that, the Chazanish says, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about where it's already there and you're just keeping it there. But if you move it there, says Tosus, then you are creating a fire, a chayva. Here the pot. Before I put it anywhere, it's not going to get cooked at all. I now move it into a place where it will get cooked. So that's not the case of the world, that's the case of Tosus. So Professor Frank is very correct in his comparison. So without cheating and reading on, can we use the Tiva heads that maybe make it say, no, maybe there's a difference, maybe there's a difference from the case of the pot, from the tie switch to the fire over there? What's the difference? What could be the difference?
You don't like my difference? You didn't like my difference?
I like the word, the beginning words.
Okay.
But then the explanation for those words.
So the difference is that the sun is already hot. It's already, it just has to come here. It's already a mazik in a sense. Or it's just creating. The mazik hasn't yet been created by the heat or the fire element.
Find out what he's saying.
Like we said before, by the cold, the cold is the potential, by the... Is it considered a, it's not a mazik as well as actually the hot. If it's only the potential to be blown into the cow hot, then it's not.
Okay, so, and what he's saying, the timer only turns it on, as we're saying. And then takes another half hour or an hour for the element to heat up again.
Oh, so what is it now? Before the timer turns it on. Before the timer turns on the heater, what is the heater?
It's night. Nighttime. 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 It's like nighttime,
you're fired. If you move it to nighttime, you're fired. So we want to say it's better than nighttime, don't we? Yeah, so what is the heater? What is the heater? Before the time switch turns on, what is the heater? It's a potential mazik. It's not yet a mazik. Not the mazik doesn't exist in the world. It's for sure going to be in the world, but it doesn't exist in any entity at this moment. It will be, but it's definitely not nothing. It's definitely nothing at the moment. It's a piece of metal at the moment. It can't cause any damage. The sun exists. The sun is a mazik. It's traveling, and it will eventually get here. But it's definitely a mazik that exists, but it just hasn't got here. That's the difference. And you know who says this difference? Tosus. Tosus in that same sugya, if you look over there, says it asks the question, and this is how you answer it. In Toma, if so, that I said, if you move something into a path of a fire that will be that you're tired, then I don't understand something, says Tosus. I heed the hishes for us and lockish. If you entice a snake to bite somebody, to potter, the Gemara says you're potter. Lada matzamek here, because the snake himself bit. I didn't bite, the snake bit. Potter, the som yoda the topiyah. You even potter if you stick the guy's hand into the mouth of the snake, you're still potter. Why? Says Tosus. You should be chayev mushumesh. The badaihat nochosh yakias oris. I don't understand. You put him, you moved him to a place where the snake will definitely bite. So it's like moving him to a place where the sun will definitely come. You should be chayev, says Tosus. I don't understand. Repeat what I just said. Why, if you stick somebody's hand in the snake, you're potter? That should be also chayev, says Tosus. It's a big chiddush what it says by this, but Okay? The actual lomdus we can accept for our case. Maybe you don't like what he says by the snake, but it's actually lomdus we can say. What did he say? Yesh lomar. Tishani hosom. The snake's different. Shadayin ein ha'oris ba'olam. Because the poison doesn't exist at the time at when you put the finger in that the mouth of the snake. The poison doesn't exist at all.
Where is it?
Okay, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. But what? Let's understand the laws before we say, well, not true. Yeah. In this case, it's not true. That's what you're
trying
to say.
That was the consensus already once, right?
Yes. That's why I was hoping that there isn't. So what's he saying? He's saying, when did I say you move somebody into a place where the sun will come that you're tired? That's when, if the sun exists, the mazik exists, it's not here yet, it'll get here. So you move somebody to a place where the mazik's not here yet, it exists, but it will get here, then you're tired. But you move somebody to a place where the mazik will come, but doesn't exist yet at all in the world, then you're not chayav. That's the truth. So therefore, in the longest, so that's what the Chazanish says. When you put down the food on a cold piece of metal called the hot plate, which has a timer on it that will turn it into a fire, that's not called you made a fire by putting it in a place where the sun will come, because the sun doesn't yet exist. The fire doesn't exist over here in this case. It's a cold piece of metal that will turn into fire. But at the moment, there's no fire in the world at all. That's like the case of putting somebody's hands in the snake's mouth where the mazik doesn't yet exist. And therefore, Tosas, where the Shubas and Frank was trying to bring a proof from that you'll be chayiv, is not comparable to our case, says the Chazanish, because our Chazanish says it's not comparable to Tosas' case where the sun is going to be there, it already exists, it's just going to come here. It's comparable to the case of the snake, where the putting the hand in the snake, the poison doesn't exist, and Tosas is your potter because of that, because it doesn't yet exist when you move it. So here also, when you put down the pot, there's no fire in existence when you put it down. So it's only called drama, even though you moved it. Because there's no mazik in the world at the moment. And therefore the Chazanish says it's drama. Okay? You may disagree with Tosas in his assumption or statement that, you know, the poison doesn't exist in the snake. You say, oh, of course it exists in the snake, yeah? Yeah, there's a further step of lomdus to say that it doesn't exist as its own entity. It's bottled to the snake, therefore it hasn't got its own name as being called a mazik. Yeah, you can say lomdus and tosis, but we don't need to for our case. In our case, everyone agrees the mazik does not exist. Physically, it doesn't exist. So therefore, we can, if that's true in lomdus, therefore, we can use Tosis, this, like Chazanish wants to say, that you're not chayv mishum bishul on Shabbos or Tumas.
We don't say self eish lobo.
Self eish lobo is potter. Says the Gemara. Self eish lobo is potter if it doesn't exist.
If it doesn't exist yet,
then self eish lobo is potter. That's what Tosis is saying. Even though you move it. And if it does exist, if you're still potter, if you don't move it, you just keep it there. That's the coming out of the Kedushim of Tosas. So therefore, let's go back to our case. When the cleaner puts down the heater on the bed, which really the heater was on a timer, is he chayev for making a fire or not? It should come out that it's going to be a machlokus between Rashi Pesach Frank and the Chazanish, whether you're chayv mishum eish by doing such an action. Rashi Pesach Frank understood poshut that's called creating a fire, even though it's not yet here, it will come and you moved it to that place. That's called creating fire. Chazanish says no. That's called the fire doesn't yet exist when you move it. So therefore you're off the hook. That's Roma in such a case. So therefore the Maisa, Sofik Machlokas between the Chazanish and the Sri Pesach Frank in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore who are there in the Hilchos Mazik, because we compare the two, because it's not us who are comparing the two, because it's the Hazanish and the two best of friends who are learning their Hilchos Shabbos out from Hilchos Mazik. They're learning it from the Asukia. So therefore, whatever applies by the Halachas of Shabbos in their conclusion would also apply by Hilchos Mazik in their conclusion. Therefore, the Chazanish, the cleaner is Potter, and according to Rashi Pesach Frank, the cleaner is Chayim.
So, Suffolk the Raisa.
Tosfos says, even if you put the Gemara is talking about human beings, but the Gemara then continues and also says it applies by Mazik even to inanimate objects. So the Gemara itself says there's no difference between human beings and inanimate objects, between being killing somebody or damaging him or his money. The Gemara says that all the halakhas which apply to one apply to the other. And Tosfos also says that. So therefore, we have the liberty just to follow them.
So why are we machmir on a deraisa, on a possible deraisa with the Shabbat Lata?
So the Chazanish, because the Chazanish doesn't. Why are we what?
Why shouldn't we be machmir?
Who says we're not machmir? The Chazanish says it's not deraisa. He's not misupik, the Chazanish. He says it's okay. Midaraisa. It's definitely awesome. Midarabonon, says the Chazanish. Yeah? And Mr. Bezerra says it's definitely deraisa. We have a machlokes, so both can be asked. Yeah? How we should be knowing? Ask Rav, how you should know whether you should be get Malkus or whether you should be get an Isidore Bonham. I think both cases the Rav will say it's also to do, yeah? Because that's the conclusion, whether it's deraisa or Bonham. Whether how you should act on Yom Kippur if you did this, that's the shiloh of you coming to the Rav. Have I been al chet on the deraisa or al chet on the Durabon? That's the shiloh. So, definitely you shouldn't do it.
According to the Chazanish, if instead of pointing a gun at somebody and shooting him, I put the gun on the Shabbos clock to go off 5 seconds after I point the gun at him, I'm going to be popular.
Is a gun intrinsically a dangerous item?
Not if it's not being, no. Just by
a gun is not intrinsically dangerous?
No. Somebody asked me to pull the trigger.
Is a gun intrinsically a dangerous item? The find is an intrinsically dangerous item.
I think so.
So it's similar to the question, I'll ask a better question. You have a bomb and you plant it on somebody's car and it's on a time switch. Well, according to that cousin,
the same question.
I asked a better question, yeah.
Okay.
So the answer is there's some items which are called intrinsically dangerous and creatively dangerous, and therefore that's called you have moved the fire closer, because it is a fire.
Okay, well, the heaters are intrinsically dangerous.
No, it's not that.
They are.
No, it's not.
They cause fires all the time.
No, it's not intrinsically dangerous. Sugar is also intrinsically dangerous.
No, salt heaters as well. Cause fires very often.
Okay.
So the base thing with what happens the whole life?
Most Chalti Dinim will say you're Potter because of the Chazanish, not because they necessarily held the Chazanish was Vadai, but at least the Chazanish creates a Sophic over here. Yeah? And it's more, and forget, it's more Mustabil Chazanish, if Tosin says it himself. Tosin himself said it.
No, so it's not a case of, if the guy had already paid, let's say he already paid damages, would they show he
the money difference. If you've already given the money, maybe the Sugar St. Frank will be strong enough to say keep the money. Yeah. We're not killing somebody, okay. This was a fire that damaged the Shiva. Okay. Yes. A goy does that would be chayv mister, because he's chayv for gromus. A Jew is not chayv for gromus.
What?
Before you kill somebody, Derech Gromer is five
minutes. What's the reason behind making
a Jew
killing
somebody? He's killing somebody. Okay. I think we
discussed
this a few times. Yeah, we did. We did.
10 minutes.
Let's move to our next case. Similar, different, but very common. But not in this course. Okay. People often get asked to bring in items to the country when they're flying abroad.
Yes?
And some of those are brought in illegally. You know, everyone knows in gates, the secular, you get caught, you're going to get in trouble, you get a fine. One of the examples, maybe, is somebody, Shiva Boffa asks his friends to bring, you know, for Purim, a few extra packets of cigarettes, yeah? 20 more packets, please, yeah? Definitely illegal behavior, definitely get caught, gets compensated, and maybe get fines as well. Many different types of examples of those type of cases. Okay? The person gets caught and he gets fines. Who has to pay for the fine? The shliach or the mashaleach? The one who was sent in or the one who was the actual one who came in and got caught? The shliach.
The one who came in did the maaser.
In shliach ledavar avera.
Okay. So let's talk about the case that came to Beis Din. Let's talk about case against this. Reuven runs a pirate radio station. Illegal radio station. Part of the business is he mustn't get caught. So he has to keep moving antennas around. So in different places, so he doesn't get caught. He hires Ahmed the Arab to do the job. Ahmed says, fine, I'm going to do the job. Don't want to get paid, I want to get paid. I'll get some of the profits. I get 2% of the profits you make, that would be my payment for the business. But I'm only going to do it if you take responsibility that if I get caught, you'll get me out of trouble. Get me out of jail. Okay? So Ahmed does the job, but he doesn't do it so well, and he gets caught. They put him in prison, and he had to hire a lawyer. Eventually, trial comes, and he gets out of prison after paying 20,000 shekels. Now, Ahmed and Reuven are now in Beis Din. Ahmed took Reuven to Beis Din. But Reuven is refusing to give 20,000 shekels to Ahmed. Ahmed said, "But the only place to go is Beis Din for this type of case." So the question is Reuven chayav to pay the 20,000 shekels to Ahmed?
Absolutely not. It's an old pasuk.
That's nice.
What?
Similar to the Shiloh, bringing things into the country.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You go, you bring a koi to Beis Din, you don him according to the more call of the dinim, dinim or dinim Yisrael. A pidinim is entitled to nothing. A pidinim is entitled to nothing. He was engaged in a criminal act.
If the secular court say had in front of them the boss and the worker, who would they put the fine on?
Who would pay the fine is one thing, but they would never even hire the boss to reimburse him for the fine. Wouldn't happen.
So let's look at according to halacha that we've all discussed the secular law. Halacha is he hired to pay? Is the mashaleach chayav to pay for the shliach getting caught and getting fined? That's the question at hand.
He said he would beforehand.
Yes, he said he would.
He said he would beforehand, but maybe he shouldn't.
It's Ahmed. Or I shall pay Ahmed.
You said that. Well, you don't mean what you're saying. What was that called?
Basically, that is right. If you're chayav, the ikar's in and he has to pay. If you're potter, his words are saying, I'll pay you even though I'm potter. We've learned on Shurim, when you say, I pay you even though I'm potter, you're not chayav unless you make proper kinyonim, proper actions and such. Yes? So words themselves are not enough to chayav you. So therefore, we're just asking one shayla. Mi'ikar hadin. Shliach does the job which he's asked to do, and he gets caught, and he gets fined. Does the shliach pay for it, or does the mishaleach pay for it?
When you make an assurance to a goy, it's not a smachta, because the goy is rather going to go after you.
Where? In what forum?
It doesn't matter. The guy says it, he means it, because he knows the goy is going to go after him.
That's what's brought down. Right?
Okay, so let's look at our first marabok on this side. Number five. Mi shesholeach chaveiro de'os iskif benitfus. Somebody sends an agent for him for a certain job, and the agent got caught. Yesh omim. Zimholach bishvilo bechinom chayit liftosu. That if he works for him for free, then he has to redeem him. He has to pay to get him out of jail. You have to pay to get out of jail. This is the Mordechai that you have to pay to get him out of jail. Okay, so we've got Mordechai, which seems to imply that the Meshaleach has to pay for him. Yes? Why for free? Okay, first question. Why is only if he does it for free you have to pay?
Because he's getting paid, he's taking the risk on himself. That's why he's getting paid.
I'm getting paid, but I'm not taking the risk.
But you didn't say that.
He said that, yeah. Ahmed?
No, it's Ahmed maybe, yes. But in this case...
Okay, but Ahmed is like skating for free then. If you're telling me it's because automatically we assume when you get paid, you're taking upon yourself the own liability. That means if you do get paid and you speak out that the condition is I'm getting paid, but I'm not taking any liability, then it's like working for free. And therefore, if it's for free, what's the Mordechai saying? Is that you go on somebody's job and you get caught, then the guy who sent you has to redeem you. Okay. Problem is, there's a Rashba which is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch in later on in Kuf Pei Ches, and it says like this, number 6: Ein Hamashaleach Chayiv B'Shashlumei Nezik HaShliach. The one who sent the Shliach is not chayiv for any damage that happens to the Shliach, to the agent. You only pay for damages if you damage him physically or you damage money that belongs to him. I did either, whatever that is. But here you didn't damage him physically. You didn't damage his money. He got caught because he was doing a job for you. You don't have to pay for that. So you've got a real problem here. Okay, you can say it's a machlokas who's shown him, but how can the Shulchan Aruch paskin both for them? How can the Shulchan Aruch paskin both like the Mordechai and like the Rashba? Well,
what's the first he says Yeshomrim.
Yeshomrim, but there it's explained as Yeshomrim, and we don't find anyone who argues.
So what's the case of the first Shulchan Aruch? The Askav and the Tapes?
I sent him on the job, and because of that job he got caught, I have to redeem him.
Yeah, because he's in danger, that's why. He's in danger. I mean, case number 6 is, do you have to pay money for damages? Case number 5 is he physically in jeopardy? If he's currently in a jail in some country where they might kill him, might hurt him, he's got to go save him. Once he's out of jail and there's just fees involved, then you're fucking.
So you're making the difference. You're saying if he's in jail
and his life's in danger, his body's in danger,
yes,
then the guy would have to, the Meshaleach would have to step up.
Okay, so what's the difference? Why, when he's physically in jail, you have to redeem him? But if he's not in jail, but he's just got some monetary damage, is what you always say, then you don't have to pay. What's the difference?
It's like poor. You're only chayav. It's like poor. You're only chayav for him and maybe his behemoth also, but not.
What's this? What category? What are we talking about here? If he's in jail, you have to redeem him. If you just damage him monetarily because of the job, you don't have to pay. What's the difference? Not sakana. If it's sakana, if it's just got pidyon, why me then more than him? The whole Klal Yisrael have to do pidyon shul. Why me specifically more than anybody else? So. Seems to be a machlokas, yeah? So the Vilna Gaon actually says over there that it's a machlokas. So if it's a machlokas, whether you're chayev or you're potter, between the Rashba and the Mordechai seems to be a machlokas, yeah? Even though the Shulchan brings both down, but he says, yeah, it's a machlokas. So, in our case of Ahmed, do you have to pay to the Ahmed or not?
machlokes.
Ah, you don't have to. What happens if Ahmed has already received some money?
He keeps it.
What happens if Ahmed already stole his car? Which what happens in the case? During the proceedings, Ahmed stole his car. So,
and
now...
he keeps it.
Now, what... If it's a machlokus,
money stays where it is.
What we're going to say? Ahmed can keep the car, or he can't keep the car?
Keep it.
Keeps it, okay.
I have a feeling Ahmed isn't going to care what you say.
So now we come to Matzis' halacha. Matzis' halacha, if you look at number 7.
Ooh, very Kabbalistic. Okay.
Tanya, Yisrael v'Kanani. On the Shabbat Adin. You got Yisrael and the Goy, you come to Beis Din. If Israel wins on halacha, you say, well, Mr. Israel, you win, you get the money because of halacha. But if he doesn't win halacha, but he only wins according to the goy's own law, you also say he wins. Why? Because of the goy's law. Kachtinon, that we give him the worst deal, always the goy. With a Jew, you only go according to halacha. But if the goy is involved, you give him the worst deal. Whatever makes the goy lose, you make the goy lose. Why? Why? What's pshat behind it? What's pshat behind it? Rav Shimon Shkop asks the question. Why? With a Yisrael, you have to go after halacha. And with a goy, you go after whatever's bad for the goy. Whatever makes the goy lose, you go after. What's the reasoning behind it? By a Jew, we always have a mitzvah, mechav orai, keep the money there, wherever it is. What's the reasoning by when the goy is involved, suddenly we don't say that?
No,
okay. But still, we have a concept, a mitzvah, mechav orai. It's gezel to take money from a place that could be, is his. Even by goy, it's also to steal goy's money, if it's gezel. He's a Sophic Gezel. How can you do a Sophic Gezel? Just by Jew, you can't take Sophic Gezel and pull money out. Well, maybe he's entitled to have the money. How can you pull money out from the goy? Well, maybe he's entitled to have the money.
I think I can come up with the reasoning. As far as Jewish law is concerned, the halakha, let's say halakha mandates that the Jewish potter. So the claim can't be mechayim if halakha is on potter. However, the goyim have a separate mitzvah to set up their own batei din.
Fine.
So wait, if they set up their din, they were mechayim.
Okay. We can assume, we can accept matters that a goy has two judgments on him. Either a goy's law or a Jewish law are both applied to him because he accepts both of them. Fine, we can accept that. But at the end of the day, it's still a sophic. One side says he's butter and one says he's fine. How can you take money out from a goy when one side...
It's not a matter of sophic.
Yes, it is. Because whatever, if the, yes, the Gemara says, if he loses in halacha,
yeah,
then we make him lose in halacha, even though he doesn't lose in goyish law. And if he loses in goyish law, we make him lose in goyish law, he doesn't lose in halacha. It works both way round.
It is the same if it's a suffix.
So therefore, if you're telling me a goy has
where
to,
does the Gemara say it's a suffix?
Jewish law and goy, a second law, both apply to a goy, okay, they both apply to the goy.
No.
They both
apply
to
I'm saying.
The Gemara says it does.
That's not...
Gemara says it does.
No. That's not what I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that you can't hold a Jew more liable than halacha holds him. Because he's subject to the Torah law. He's not subject to the... Unless you're saying Dina Machuslina, which is a different topic. You can't hold him subject to Dina Egoya.
Yeah, let's say Dina Machuslina.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
So Dina Machuslina, you taka can be Mechayiv
the Jew. Halacha says if the Jew takes the money, it's a
gazlan. Yes. If the Jew takes the money, it's not his.
It's gazel. Gezel.
It's not gazel.
Gezel.
Why is he gazel?
How can you steal from a
goy? No, it's no might. If I'll pee the name, it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to him. Period. It's not a suffix.
No, that's only by...
The halacha
says it might belong to him.
No. Even if the halacha says it might belong to him. If the goyish law says it doesn't belong to him, the goyim can make their own laws. And that means they were involved.
Let me explain what the Shimon Shkop says.
Okay.
Says like this. The whole reason when it's a sophic that we say maybe he's chayv, maybe he's potter, we say hamotzer v'lo, because it may be gezel. You can't take money out from a Jew where he could be that the money deserves him. We normally say hamotzer v'lo because it's a sophic. with a goy. A goy says Rosh Hashanah never has cheskas momon. A goy is holding money. It doesn't prove that the money is his, because a goy has got a cheskas of being a ganav.
Who rov ganav Yisrael?
Nah, don't bring me that.
That's the Gemara says rov ganav Yisrael.
We'll talk about that after. So you've got misinterpretation. Oh. Therefore, the only reason when we say it's a suffix, we leave the money where it is because a goy is muchzik on the money, and therefore you take it out where the money says it's, hey, it's his money, his money, his money, and maybe not, so you can't take it out because it may be doing gesel. But a goy holding money doesn't say it's his money. A goy holding money is most likely not his money. Who says most goys steal money? Therefore, when he holds it, as if he's not holding it, as if it's in the middle of the table, as if he's not holding it. Even when he's holding it, it's as if it's in the middle of the table. If so, it's in the middle of the table, and it's a sopik, whether he has to pay or not pay. So the Jew, let the Jew take it. It's not gezel. Gezel is only when the money belongs to the goy and you take it out. But here, there's no cheskas moment by goy, so therefore, when the sveikas, whether he has to pay or not, we make him chay. If so, come back to our case. Yes, even though Ahmed's got the car, he's got no cheskas moment, and we won't say, I'm not sick about, oh, no, no,
what's got to do with Dineya? What has it got to do with Dineya?
That means that, that makes it a suffix.
Why is it making it a suffix?
Once, because he, the goy, follows both laws. He follows the goy's law and the Jewish law, so they both apply to him. So therefore, one side says he's high, and one says he's bottom. What do you decide to suffix? Okay, so that's one reason. That's one reason why Ahmed is not going to get a win in the case. Because it's a machlokas, and even it's a machlokas who's going to pull money out of him. Second reason, which is more neged in our particular case, is the chasim sofer. The chasim sofer says like this, two chedushim, and this puts a klal for our halacha. I want to explain the Mordechai. When the Mordechai says you're chayiv, I'm going to explain him. It's tumumot, really it's tumumot. Why? Because he says, av shaholuch b'no b'shlichoso. What's the actual Mordechai say? A father sends his son on a job. The nitfis, and the son gets caught. He's now in jail. He lest le ben. If the son has no money, the Mordechai says, if the son has no money, chayev niftoso, the father has to redeem him. Mishum sho, because, why? Because the father has borrowed the son. He has borrowed the son. When you send a messenger, a person, as an agent on the job, what is his relation to you? You have borrowed him. Just as you can borrow a chair and a table, you can borrow a human being. How do you borrow a human being? You ask him to do a job for you. You are now a borrower of a human being. You
even
are sure.
Even if it's illegal?
Yeah, you are borrowing him, yes. Not a shliach. You are a borrower of him. And therefore, since you borrow it, what's the din of a shawl? If you borrow something, you're chayev for otsin. Now if he gets caught, you have to return it to him. You have to return himself to him, because you borrowed him. But if the son has money to redeem himself, then he doesn't have to redeem him, because, like you said, if he's got his own money to redeem him, then he's not in jail. What's the problem? He pays his own money, he's out of jail. What's the problem which the son has? Being in jail? He's got money to get himself out. What's the problem the son has? If he's got money to get himself out, what's the problem? Financial loss. He's not in jail, he could get himself out. Financial loss. I never borrowed your money. I borrowed you and I have to return you. If you get caught and you can't get yourself out, then I have to return you to yourself. I have to redeem you because I borrowed you. But if you can get yourself out, there's nothing wrong with you. Get yourself out. Return yourself. What's the problem? Money. I never borrowed your money. I don't have to pay.
the Mordechai saying this far, or the Chasam Sofer?
The Chasam Sofer explaining the Mordechai's difference between whether the son has money or not has
very
money.
Very smart to
what?
Say this is a case of
Shoah. He came in, yes, well, today, this was a Habi Rat, good for Chai, but then it shouldn't show.
That means any time you have an employee, you have a din of a Socher.
Yeah. So therefore, you send a messenger to do a job, and he gets caught. If he's in jail and he can get himself out, it's a financial loss. The one who sent him doesn't have to pay, even according to the Mordechai, because I only borrowed you. I didn't. You got financial loss. That's grammar, like the Rashba said. You got money loss. That's grammar. You can't even get yourself out of jail. Then I borrowed you, I have to return you.
According to the Chasam Sofer, if on his course of his shlichas, he was a shlamazel and he broke his leg, he'd be chayiv to pay for his medical bills because he's a shol, he's chayiv bonsa.
Is he a shliach or a shol?
What?
Is he a shliach or a shol?
But he's saying every shliach is a shol of the person. I sent you on a job to do something, I'm borrowing you, says the Mordechai.
I agree with you.
Even to do something illegal.
Yes?
What's the difference if it's illegal?
There's
nothing with shlichus. If I borrow your hammer to kill someone, I'm still chai bones on the hammer.
Says the Chasam Sofer, last line of the Chasam Sofer, further. Finis dati ein kam machlokus, therefore, according to what I'm saying, there's no machlokus between the Rashba and the Mordechai. The Mordechai is talking about the job didn't get him into trouble. As he was on the job, he broke his leg. So therefore, he got into trouble somehow. Okay, so I borrowed him, an onus happens, I have to redeem him. Rambam, Mori, the nitfas, besibas, ashifras. The Rambam's saying he got caught. The job made him get caught. Habib Kames Machmas Malocha. That's like a shawl who borrows something, and the actual thing he's borrowing it for, it wasn't good for the job, where he's off the hook. When you learn Hilchos Shomrim, we'll see that you're off the hook. So therefore, if you get caught because of the job, then I don't have to pay you, and that's what the Rashba says. And even if you can't get yourself out of jail, because it's Mes Machmas Malocha. If you get caught not because of the job, then I have to get you out of the jail if you can't get yourself out of jail. But even if you get caught not because of the job and you can get yourself out of jail, then I don't have to also get you out because I'm not... you can get yourself out, I'm just damaging your money, so it's a robber. So if so, coming back to our case, Ahmed, what happens? He got caught. He got himself out of jail. He got himself out of jail. What's he claiming? Money. Calling to the Chasam Sofer, there's no machlokas. Everyone would agree over here, you're not chayav to pay Ahmed. It's not even a machlokas. Because, firstly, who says there's Shayla by Akum? You can borrow a goy. There's no din in Shayla by Akum. Secondly, he could get himself out of jail. So therefore, what I borrowed him is not a problem. His money. I didn't borrow his money, so I didn't have to pay. Thirdly...
It's not Shayla, you're
paying. Thirdly, he got caught because of the job. Caught because of the job. Even if he can't get out, it's Meis Machmas Malocha.
But it's not Shayla, it's at worst Socher, because you're paying him.
And fourthly, now we understand the Mordechai at the beginning when he says, only if it's for free. But if he's getting paid, then you don't have to pay. Why? Because you're only a Shayla if he's doing it for free. If you're paying him, he's already a Shomer Socher. So therefore, you don't have to pay him as a Shomer Socher for own sin in such a case.
Not a Shomer Socher, a Socher.
A Socher. Therefore, for four reasons, you don't have to pay Ahmed. Therefore, coming back to our standard case, I ask you to take cigarettes through illegally, and you get caught, and you get a fine. Does the Mishnah have to pay? Does the Mishnah have to pay in our standard case?
Depends if he pays him or not.
No, even if he doesn't pay him. Let's say, do a favor, bring me 20 cigarettes.
He tells him, the guy says, I'm not taking responsibility. If I get caught, yeah. You have to pay a fine.
Yeah, say all those. Still doesn't matter. What's the halacha? Who pays in that case? The shliach. Why? Well,
because he has money himself.
It's machmas malocha. He knows that he's doing something illegal. He knows that if he gets caught,
no.
He
gets caught. Even by shoel, if I'm the kabbal on myself, makes machmas malocha, I'm chayav.
But you have to do a kinyan to my kabbal yourself. No, you have to do a Kenyan sit in the cup.
What happens if it's like in Japan?
And that's,
they went to jail.
Yes.
Let's say you have to pay $1 million to get them out.
No. Next week we'll discuss.
They were paid. It wasn't a show.
Well, next week we'll discuss.
Yeah, they sure were.
Firstly, they say they didn't know. Right. We'll discuss the cases of don't know next week. Okay. Well, not next week, 2 weeks' time. Yeah? But what we come to summarize today is when you take on a dangerous job, don't expect you're ever going to get compensated for that, any trouble that the job
brings.
What?
Don't trust anything a Jew says.
Don't trust anyone.